Sarah Caligrassi, welcome to our studios.
Thank you, Ben.
Glad to have you with us. So starting off, what gave you the idea for the Hope for Syria art auction?
Well, I was actually in a service learning project in my ethics class. And at first, I thought I was just going to write a really long report on the crisis. But when I dove into what was and currently is happening, I really felt more had to be done. Seeing these families being forced to leave their homes and being misrepresented as terrorists by the media was absolutely heartbreaking. My friends and I were speaking about anything, brainstorming what we could do to help. We wanted to create something that was meaningful to both USF and Fort Wayne as a community. And since the arts is such a big part of both USF and Fort Wayne, we thought, what better way to bring people together in the worst of times than a silent art auction?
What all went into preparing the event?
So much went into preparing this event. I had probably around 20 to 25 people, volunteers and people helping me throughout the time I prepared for this. I actually started preparing about a year in advance. I was in my junior year when I was in my ethics class, and then I just kind of saw this project come to life, and I branded and designed the entire event. I organized over 200 donations from local artists and booked the venue and food and music and the whole shebang. It was awesome, but it was very stressful and very time-consuming.
What was it like having an event like this go on 2 weeks after election 2016?
That was something that I struggled with at first. My art auction was 2 weeks after the election, and it took me a while to kind of come out of the, this is pointless, this is hopeless, you know, why am I doing this? But the amount of support I received because of the election and because of almost this feeling of despair, like what have we just done, was amazing. It's pretty cool. Pretty cool to see the community come together.
What were some of the biggest challenges of putting your project together?
When I was trying to get sponsored by a particular organization, I actually got asked to make sure that I wasn't giving this money to terrorists. That was kind of an eye-opening point to me and made me feel even more invested in this project to just make sure that the education factor was there, that these people aren't terrorists. They aren't coming to the United States, honestly, because they even want to come. They're doing this because they don't have a home. It reassured me that this is what I was supposed to do.
Once the auction was finished, all wrapped up, what were some of its greatest successes?
There was one in particular moment that I remember that I felt was probably my greatest success. Right after the auction had closed and we were packing things up, a woman came up to me who I had never seen in my life, and she took my hands and looked me in the eye and told me how thankful she was that I had done this and that I had just brought this event to Fort Wayne, like a smaller community that she thought really needed a lot of love and a little bit of encouragement at the time. And she just told me how thankful she was that I could kind of bring this education and bring this crisis to light. Above all, over the funds that I raised and success of the event, I think that moment was the most touching for me. Honestly, if I would have raised $0 and that woman still would have came up to me, it would have been worth it to me.
What are some things our listeners can do to help refugees, even when the federal government is currently accepting fewer people?
Believe it or not, there are so many organizations that support this crisis and support refugees. I think probably the most important thing to do is stay informed and stay educated about this crisis. And something this complex, this crisis didn't start in a week. It's been a long, drawn-out, terrible crisis. So just to really stay informed and look for opportunities locally, because there are a ton.
Any words for those who are trying to support these efforts, even when the most xenophobic voices are some of the loudest in our discourse?
I think, honestly, to remember that we're all human and we're all in this together. We all were once immigrants. That was kind of one of the big things I hit on in Hope for Syria Art Auction, was that we're in this together. We're all in the same boat. This is a quote from the Immigration Act of 1965. The land flourished because it was fed from so many sources, because it was nourished by so many cultures and traditions and peoples. So honestly, that would be my best advice.